Hello, this is Susan Smith-Nash, and I'm here to talk about e-learning and share a few thoughts. Today I'm going to talk about how your audience matters in e-learning. You may be amazed at how much writing you have to do in an online course. Besides writing term papers, you're also collaborating with fellow students, sending emails, and posting entries on the discussion board. As you enter the stage of writing a paper, you suddenly realize that writing is not just about writing. You're not writing in a vacuum, but instead are interacting with others. But who are they? And in all online courses, not just English courses, it's very important to identify your audience. So here are a few key questions to ask yourself. One, who is your primary audience? What kind of writing is your audience expecting of you? What form do they expect the writing to take? Essay, comments, drafts? What are the core values of your audience? Are there ways you might appeal to them? Do you need to be careful not to offend your audience? How? Are there controversial topics you should avoid? Does your audience have an agenda? Are you expected to show them that you understand points of view and perspectives? What if you do disagree with them? First, let's start about looking at some basic things in order to persuade people that your vision is good and that your writing is effective. Here are a few strategies. Establish credibility with your audience. Mastery of subject matter. In order to be taken seriously and to establish credibility, it is important to show that you know what you're talking about. You need to establish your knowledge and ability to analyze, discuss, and locate evidence. How will you show that you understand the subject matter? Are you keeping a neutral tone? If not, why? Do you need to try to appeal to the emotions of your audience? How will you do this? How can you instill a sense of urgency? How will you maintain a balanced and fair ethos? Specialized vocabulary. Is there a specialized vocabulary that you must employ to be taken seriously? Okay, let's identify secondary audiences. Will you have a dual stage deployment of your content? Here are some of the ways that you may have more than one audience for the same piece of writing. Private, one-on-one peer review. One-on-one review by another student before you submit your paper or draft for public evaluation in the discussion board area or to your professor. Public peer review. Public discussion of your work via shared ideas in the discussion area. In this case, the review is public, which is to say that more than one person will see your work. Keep in mind that what people say in a public forum may be different than what they say sent to you in one-on-one correspondence. Their reactions are likely to be mediated and influenced by the other comments that have been posted. Non-public one-on-one communication with your instructor. As the instructor reviews your work, you may find that the expectations that he or she has are quite different than others. Your work may be further reviewed as a part of an overall course review done by the department or institution. Strategies of accommodation. You may find yourself needing to please several different individuals who possess different outlooks and attitudes. How can you satisfy all of your audience members? Structure your argument to acknowledge all likely audience views and perspectives. Take a position. Support your views with statistics and expert opinions. Present counterarguments to disarm the dissenting views. Present evidence in the form of statistics, case studies, analogs, testimonials, and expert views from journals, media, and other sources. Be cautious when using journals and make sure that they are targeted to your audience and purpose. Cultural diversity and issues of ethos. Ethos, which is the overall tone of your paper, is critical. Make sure it aligns with your audience. It says cultural values and expectations. Make sure you are balanced, fair, and that you avoid potentially dangerous humor and strident diatribes. You'll be writing across the curriculum, and you'll be expected to be persuasive, credible, thorough, and ethical. But all these attributes are in the eye of the beholder. So again, it's important to understand your audience. This is Susan Smith Nash, and I've been sharing some thoughts on e-learning. Thank you, and Happy New Year.